Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring. And as the residents know, but the new people moving into the community should know, that this is the perfect place to reinvent yourself. If you were unable for some reason to perform in your high school musical, you can come back and do it here in retirement. If you missed painting, we've got plenty of clubs here where you can pursue that to as long as you want. And we have a special performance that's coming up this year. It is a musical. And the director of it is Karen Adamick, and she is my guest today.
Hi,
Karen,
Bob.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's start with you. How long have you lived here, and where did you come from, and how have you been connected with music?
Well, my wonderful husband Jim, and I moved here in 2006 in the summer. It was 118 degrees the day we moved in, and we thought, what are we doing?
It only got better from there.
Yes, but we're full-timers. We love being here. We love the community, and we love all of the potential activities that you can just enjoy mm-hmm. on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. No one has to be bored living in Sun City.
For sure. For sure.
And I came from L.A. We came from L.A. area. I'm born and raised, however, from Pennsylvania. I'm a country girl, rural girl, educated in Indiana University in music and performance, vocal performance. Huh. Spent many, many years in education as we raised our family together in the L.A. area. And then decided, you know, we want to slow things down. So in 2006... we said, let's go to Palm Springs area. Mm-hmm. And we found Sun City. And as I said, we love it. Love it here.
And have you been retired since that time?
Well, I've done a lot of side things musically, primarily church-type jobs, choral jobs. I'm also a piano player, so I do a lot of that for churches mm-hmm. on the side. Mm-hmm. And some singing, some quartet singing and stuff. I love it.
Great. Okay, and we're going to get to the musical.
Sure.
But you're also involved with the community singers.
Yes. In 2007, two very, very wonderful people, one of whom is still in the group, her name is Pat Rosandage, who coincidentally is going to be the assistant director for the spring musical, approached me saying, we'd like to build a choir here, a chorus here. Are you interested? We know we have background. They actually had a note in The View saying, we're looking for a choir director. And at first I ignored it, going, wait a minute, that's what I did before. I'm tired. I want to rest. But the note kept appearing, and I said, well, this might be a sign. So I called them up, and we got together, and sure enough, from 2007 on, we've had this group of people that love to sing together. Mm-hmm. We do everything from unison singing to four and five and six part harmony stuff. It's been a hoot. It's been a lot of fun. In fact, we're doing our concert on December 2nd. At this point, it's sold out in case people want to give up their tickets. It's called Holiday Classics. And anyway,
it's been a hoot. Find them on SeatGeek. Maybe people will resell at a higher price.
Maybe.
So we have people moving into the community all the time.
Sure.
And if someone were interested in getting involved with the singers, how would they proceed?
Contact anyone. If they meet a member of the singers, tell them to contact that person or call our president as listed in The View and say, I want to get involved. What do I do? And I want to encourage people who have not sung before that you don't have to be a singer with a lot of experience to join this group. That's what the group is about. As you mentioned, Bob, we want to reinvent ourselves. Mm-hmm. We want to do things that we didn't do before. And I'm a great advocate for exercising your brain as well as your body. And singing in a group research has proved that it just activates area of the brain that have not been activated for a period of time. So I encourage anybody to get involved.
Great. So this year mm-hmm. Is going to be a special year.
Tell us
what's different about this season.
What is so different about this season is community singers as a group and Performing Arts Club are teaming up in the spring to produce a musical called Once Upon a Mattress. Now, we only do this every 4 to 5 years because it's a big, 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 big project. But we love it so much that we decided to do it. And a few years ago, they approached me, Performing Arts Club, saying, would you be willing to do this, as this is part of my background? And I said, I'd love to. I'd love to. And I had one caveat. And the caveat was, can we consider doing Once Upon a Mattress, Princess and the Pea? Well, not too many people have heard of this show.
I've never heard of it.
I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of this show? Okay. Let me just read you a tiny little blurb, okay? If you thought you knew the story of the Princess and the Pea, you're going to be in for a walloping surprise. Did you know, for instance, that Princess Winifred actually swam the moat to reach Prince Dauntless, the Drab? Or that Lady Larkin's love for Sir Harry provided a compelling reason that she reached the bridal altar in haste? Or, in fact, it wasn't the pea at all that caused the princess a sleepless night. The characters' names are, for example, Queen Agravaine. What do you think she's like? Okay? Prince Dauntless, the Drab. This thing is packed with comedy. People say to me, well, I don't know any of the songs. I never heard of it. If I say Carol Burnett.
People have heard of Carol Burnett.
Thank you. There you go. You landed on it. This was her Broadway debut in the late 60s. Hmm. She created the role of Princess Winifred. And if you happen to be a Carol Burnett fan, as I am, that's the kind of humor you're going to see, hear, experience in the music, in the costumes, in the sets. It is a hoot, Bob.
Interesting. It strikes me as pretty obscure. I'm not that really a fan, but I've never heard of it before.
Yeah.
But why do you think it hasn't been promoted more over the years?
You know, I think it's one of those musicals that doesn't have a song that has been recorded over and over and over by a variety of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the revival of this in 1997, starring Sarah Jessica Parker, was nominated for Tonys. Fantastic thing.
Hmm.
Fantastic show. But it doesn't have those tunes that you would call to mind, like South Pacific or Oklahoma or one of the, or Sound of Music, West Side Story, any of those other familiar things. But they're great songs. They're great songs. Once you hear them, you'll have these tunes in your head.
Okay. And so the next step is someone there's going to be what, an audition?
Yeah, Bob. We're going to work towards that. And a lot of people say to me, "Oh, I'd like to consider being part of this, but I haven't done anything for so many years, or I've never done anything. How do I know what to do?" Well, we've got the answer. On December 5th, Wednesday night at 6:30, come to the ballroom in the Montecito, and we're going to have an audition workshop. And at that workshop, we'll give you the actual songs that you can sing a part of for your audition. We'll give you a recording of those songs so you can learn them. We'll give you the words. We'll give you some readings to practice for an entire week. And then on the following Wednesday night at 6:30 are the actual auditions. I believe it's December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
December 12th at 6:30, and then on the 13th, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to hold actual auditions.
Okay.
So did I land on that? Did I answer?
This is the open call.
It is. And the other thing people ask me, well, do you have to be like kind of like an opera singer? And I'm going to refer you right back to Carol Burnett. Uh-uh. No, not at all. These are fun songs for anybody to sing. Do you need to know how to read music? No, of course not. We're going to give you the stuff so that you can learn them by listening. How big is the cast? 20 to 25, depending on how many people show up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there an effort made to include people who are, would like to be part of it, but maybe don't have that strong a voice?
Absolutely. There are all kinds of things, not only on the stage, to get involved in. Susie Voss, who's in the current production of Couples that PAC is doing right now, she is going to be our costume mistress. And she will be getting a whole team of people together who like to play with fabric and accents and jewelry. And because this is a whimsical, farcical show, they can have all kinds of fun putting costumes together. We need makeup people. We need ticket people. We need backstage people. Now, if you're referring specifically to performers, it is a musical. So you got to be able to hold pitch. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's a reality about mm-hmm. that. I mean, you got to be able to sing a little bit.
But there's plenty of ways to be involved sure. and not necessarily be on the stage.
Absolutely. And just be around the energy of it. People who have been around, not even on the stage, but around the energy of a musical say, it's like nothing else. It's so exciting. And the great, wonderful thing about doing it here in Sun City is that we're all coming on pretty level playing fields. We have no prima donnas. Mm-hmm. There's no ego as far as getting on the stage. We just want to do the best we can for our community to enjoy and laugh together. That's why we're doing
and
this.
How many people would you guess are going to be involved in this show? In every capacity. Well,
in every
100?
I would say close to 100 people by mm-hmm. the time we get everybody together. Mm-hmm. Judith Benoist is our producer extraordinaire. She and I have actually been working since January, pulling stuff together, getting mm-hmm. it organized. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, Pat Rozandich is going to do assistant directing. Bev Mirsky is also going to be a stage manager. Kay Jacobs, who was nominated, and I'd have to check a fact on this. She may have actually won an award with Desert Theater League for choreography in Oklahoma a mm-hmm. few years back. She's mm-hmm. going to do our choreography. And Dennis Roy, who's our Canadian extraordinaire as far as building, is going to come back to the area and do all of our sets for us. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, and I apologize to anybody I missed.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking was actually two things. There are people here who, despite all of the activities, mm-hmm. just can't bring themselves to get involved. And so this would be an easy way to meet 100 people and get involved in the community. And the same goes for new residents. People are just
absolutely.
Getting here and don't know where to start. Here's a place where you can get a glimpse of a lot of different facets of what's going on around here.
It probably is one of the first two rehearsals of every community singers season that I say to them, some of the most talented people in the world are at home sitting. Mm-hmm. Get them out here. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. There is so much vitality in life that we can have from now till when the Lord takes us home to heaven that we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's mm-hmm. do some stuff. Let's not just watch stuff. Let's do stuff.
Great. Great. Well, I think we pick up on your energy.
thanks.
People listening,
thanks.
I hope that you take advantage of this. This is only happens once every 4 or 5 years,
yep.
and this is going to be a special season.
Yes, it is.
So did I miss anything?
I think you covered it all, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Well, if you enjoyed the podcast as much as I did, please tell somebody. That's how we are growing our audience.
Absolutely.
And when will the tickets go on sale, and when will the performance actually be held?
Okay. Performances are in March 14, 15, 16, and 17, and I believe that the tickets will go on sale at latest the 1st of February.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be available then.
Okay, so be looking for that, and we'll see you at the musical.
Many moons ago, in a far-off place, lived a handsome prince with a gloomy face, for he did not have a bride.